This is an old cowboy time cowboys and listen to my song. I will not make you weary, I'll not detain you long. Concerning some wild cowboys who did agree to go spend the summer pleasant on the range of the buffalo. Well, I found myself in Griffin in the spring of 83, and a well-known famous driver, he came walking up to me, said, "How'd you do, young fellow? How'd you like to go spend the summer pleasant on the range of the buffalo?" Yeah, me being out of work right then, to the drover I did say, "Going out on your buffalo pay. If you pay good wages, transportation to and fro, I think I might go with you on the heart of the buffalo." Said, "Of course we'll pay good wages and transportation too. If you'll agree to work with me till the season's through. But if you do get homesick and you try to run away, I'll starve to death out on that trail and also lose your pay." Talking, he signed up quite a train. Some 10 or 12 in number, all able-bodied men. Well, I'm sure it was a pleasant one as we hit that westward road. So we crossed Old Boggy Creek in Old New Mexico. It was there our pleasures ended, our troubles all begun. Storm, it hit us, made all the cattle run. Got all full of stickers from the cactus that did grow. And the outlaws watched to pick us off from the hills of Mexico. Drank up all your wages, boys, you're all in debt to me. The cowboys never had heard of such a thing as that old bankrupt law. We left that rover's bones to bleach in the hills of Buffalo. Thank you. Get the guys up here. All right. Here comes Casey Dreesen of the Red Shoes. Casey of the Red Shoes. Danny Barnes.
Can you guys picture in a paper today? We're going to do a work song for you now. And last night we played out in Boulder, Colorado. And it reminded me that back in the mid-80s, somewhere in there, Hot Rise had a tour. We lived in Boulder, Colorado, and we had an old bus, and we drove it all the way to Vancouver to start a tour from British Columbia. It was a long drive, really, is what I'm trying to say. And we played this next song for about 5 hours at one point on that drive. And it's in the key of C. I'm going to get this capo on. I don't know where this song really comes from, but like I said, Nick Forster and I had agreed that this was probably the best song in the world at the time. When we were playing it for those 5 hours, couldn't stop. And it goes like this.